Blog Talk Radio. Log Talk Radio. Shadow in the mix. That was a disco mix. How you doing, Mr. Shadow? And we got Marcella. This is Café con Leche on a Thursday afternoon. Throwback Thursday. We are live in studio right now. We got Jaquan, Marky Walker, and you two in the house. What's up, Shadow and Marcella?
Hey.
How's everything going?
Everything is good. Right. The weather in New York right now because it's humid in L.A.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, it's over here. Cool. Very, very cool here in New York City, most definitely.
Okay. Great mix. And I love that, how we started out that mix. So big props to you, DJ Shadow, bringing it West Coast, East Coast. You know, we all versatile, unity. We collaborate. We don't hate. That's what Mary says.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm going to go ahead and bring our guests live. And first and foremost, I'm going to go ahead and let you bring them live, Mr. DJ Shadow, because you have something special coming up. Welcome to the show, ZQ, Jaquan, and Mark E. Walker.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, my brother. I'm doing good. I love that mix, man. You made me go back to the 70s when I used to dance the hustle with my niece and shit. That was hot.
Yeah, thanks, man, dude. Thank you so much. How you been? How's everything going?
Everything's good, man. It's good, man. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be with you guys right now on the air and have my two boys, GQ and Mark, in the house, you know. So, you know, it's always a blessing to be around good people, you know, positive people.
That's it. That's the way to go.
GQ,
what's going on?
What's going on, my brother? How's everything with you, man? Much love to everyone out there.
We're good, chilling over here in New York City.
That's what's up, man. We were there about, two weeks ago, man. We had a great time, man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. Yo, listen, man, that was like the bomb that day, you know what I mean? We had a nice... It was a nice, event here in New York City. We all had an awesome time, man. I mean, we had over 20 performances, and it was outrageous, man. It was really, really outrageous. So what else is new with you guys? Hello?
Who's going to speak? One of you guys got to speak.
Well, I'm breaking up here.
Well, let me go ahead and share some love. This is Marky Walker. What's up, everybody over here?
Hello.
You guys doing good, man? Hey, DJ Shadow, what's up? Hey, that was an awesome mix, baby. Yeah, like Jaquan was saying, I was hustling,
thanks
baby.
A lot. I appreciate that, brother.
But yeah, man. I'm glad to be back with Marie and everybody and you guys there at Versatile Radio, and definitely things are new for me because I'm with my boys, GQ and Jaquan, and it's definitely a blessing, a godsend, and timing couldn't have been perfect. And I was just up in New York about up there. I think what Jaquan a week before you got up there.
Yeah, we just missed each other.
We just messed each other, man. I had a thing popping off at the W right across from the Trade Center. DJ Carol C, the DJ there, she got the new remix of Into the Future and was spinning it. I went there to do a little appearance, and things were great. I mean, it was awesome. And then right after that, Jaquan and GQ, we all hooked up, and we did a big tour up in West Virginia, and that seemed to really go well, and I'm sure they're going to have us back. So, but definitely it's a blessing to be back and be with you guys and, of course, with my homeboys.
That's what's
and a big shout out to Charleston, West Virginia, if you're listening.
I want to reiterate real quick. First of all, I want to say thank you, you know, to Jaquan, Marky, and GQ for joining us today. And it was really nice of you guys to send that video YouTube. And I was thinking, you know, I've been very emotional these past few days. I don't know if it's that time, August, then we hit September. But, you know, both men and women, we get sometimes emotional. We start feeling like, you know, what's the next move we're going to do or something in our family. When I see my friends struggling or I see, like, things like with the cancer, you know, Mickey struggling and I hear friends, and I just found out somebody, a friend of mine, his dad, you know, bless him, Jose Felix Alaniz, he is a cancer free. He was battling cancer for the past 2 years. So God bless Mr. Alaniz. He doesn't have cancer. And I felt because you guys are contributing and giving back to the community, we're going to all be at Tokyo Blue September 20th. You know, doing this benefit for Mickey and Mike Marziliano who put this together. And it's just nice that you're able to do this. And that's what music does. It's a passion, it's a drive. And that's why I wanted to bring this. This is a very special show because when you have artists that are out there and they're pushing themselves and then they're giving back, that's what I'm seeing right now. And that's why I said when I bring someone on a show, it's because I'm seeing a movement and I'm appreciating what I'm seeing. And then Mary already had, you know, Marky and Jaquan on previous shows. So it goes to show that music is versatile.
That's right.
You know,
yes.
So
very
I just wanted to throw that in there. And thank you, Shadow, for joining us. Before we get into the questions, and we definitely want to know a little bit more about you guys, I know that Shadow, Jaquan's going to be doing something with you, right? Who's performing at this show with that you got out in New York?
All right. First of all, it's in October 11th. It's my birthday bash, and freestyle artist Rebecca is her birthday bash as well. And we have performing Jaquan, of course, with GQ, Ty Bless, Ron Esso, and also we have a special guest, Joey Kidd, who's going to be in the building as well.
He's a friend of ours.
Ray Alvarez, she's an EDM singer that he's big time in Europe, and he's here in New York City just for his birthday bash, which he's awesome, a great person. Also, we have Damaris from Innocent, and we have Javon, Benny Gonzalez, Eddie B, and Rich Simone. Your trend from back in the old days. We also have Shirley B, she's also from the old school. Then we got Rick Miguel, he's the new school freestyle. And of course, you can't forget La Salsera, Sheena, who's going to sleep in the building as well. And we're going to have LSP, David Eric. And of course, we're going to have Shop Joe Lopez, And also,
we're
going to have Big Steve as MC with Shaq Lopez. And also, we're going to have MKG as well as a co-host. And, of course, me, myself, and Richie Salentino is going to be spinning all night. The house, freestyle, EDM, you name it. You know, we're going to tear up the building. For those who are New Yorkers, man, come down and join us. That's going to be in October 11th, 2014.
Wonderful. It'd be nice if I could make it out there. I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted, but that's really good that you're doing this and all the artists that are being a part of that. This morning, I woke up to this beautiful text, right? And it was from Bola Yolu, a full force. He sent me their new video, their newest version. Hey, Simon. Yes.
Can everybody hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. What I wanted to say is that I had a beautiful text this morning, and it was from Bowleg Alou Full Force. And he just sent me their new video, and I tagged everybody on it. I felt the inspiration, and I got chills this morning, right at 8 in the morning, and it was very beautiful. So we want to shout out happy birthday, Paul Anthony, our brother Paul Anthony. Those are my big brothers. They're the ones that discovered the real Roxanne and Lisa Lisa. And Lisa Lisa is a big sister of mine. So those are my big brothers and my big sister. And he is a cancer survivor.
Okay.
Wow.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So today is a special because everyone is contributing. Everybody's doing events and everybody's doing something that they believe in. So I wanted to applaud that. And for us to continue with the show, what I wanted to see if we could do, want to shout out Cheryl. Cheryl, JT Entertainment, tuned in. So I wanted to give her a shout out. I don't want to forget about that. We want to give Mike a birthday, so towards the end of the show, we're going to give him a birthday. We'll probably see. I have these handsome men that could sing, so I know we'll have a hard time hearing some vocals up here. Before I forget, too, Marla G's going to tune in with us at 9:30 today, so we're going to be having Marla G join us. But going furthermore, I got to give it up to you. The Jaquan, this song, and I was telling Cheryl about it. That video, I mean, it was put together so good. I mean, it made me want to be on that airplane, and then it made me want to be on that bike.
You know, if you really, like I tell people when they ask me about the video, I took the concept of the movie The Bodyguard with Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner. So that's why you see she calls me from the plane, and I'm her bodyguard. But we also have, you know, this little secret rendezvous. You know what I'm saying? So it's that's the theme that I took it from, you know. I took it from the movie The Bodyguard.
What song are we talking about?
If this ain't love.
Oh, my God, that song.
Yeah, that's a beautiful song. Beautiful. Go ahead, Jaquan.
So, you know, the girl in the video, she's also, her name is Madai, and she's from the 305 Clamp. She's one, you know, she's one of Pitbull's artists, you know, and who produced the song was Hugo Diaz. Hugo is the producer of Pitbull's first 5 albums. So everybody
nice.
That's in the, you know, in that whole production kind of like have names behind it, you know. I got Pitts, you know, artist Madai. I got Hugo, this, you know, they put Pitbull on the map, you know, Jaquan's on it. And the video, the song is an old dance track, if you remember, guys. It came from a guy named Jay Novell.
Novelli or something, right? Yeah.
Jay Novell. So, you know, the song was back in the 80s. So I always loved the track, and I said, you know, I want to redo this track. And I gave it a twist with, you know, with Madai on it.
So did you already know Madai, or how did you and Madai come together for this project?
Well, I met Madai a couple of times when we were doing shows together in Miami. I met her a couple of times, and then I also interviewed her because I'm also a host of a TV show called VIP TV.
Yes.
So I interviewed her, and I told her I have this track, and her manager is Robert, and Robert is, you know, part of Pitbull's camp and stuff, you know. So he, like, I know Robert from back in the days, and he was managing her, and I said, I got this track, and I want to throw her, you know, I want to throw a female on, and he said, well, I could, you know, I could throw Madai in there. And we were both in the studio at that time. She was in Studio B, and I was in Studio A, and she happened to be there at the right time, and there you go. Chemistry came right after that.
I think that that's a very well put together video, and
thank you.
The song. It's catchy. It stuck to me, and I don't know. I want to let you know, when I checked out the video, it was a 980 views.
Wow.
Right? And then I posted, I shared it a couple of times. It's at 1,700 right now.
Yeah, it's doing good.
Nice,
it's
that's
doing
what's
good.
Up.
But believe it or not, it took Madai to the next level, because now Madai is touring right now off that one video. Like, the
wow.
video just took her,
well,
yeah.
She's
like,
beautiful,
people,
and you know
oh,
that's
yeah.
important, too. She's a beautiful girl. She has stage presence, and you guys had a good chemistry in the video, you know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I want to commend you on that, because now, how does an artist get noticed today with so much competition and everything that's out there? You have to do new music and a video and promotion.
You got to stay in the grind. You know, people forget that there's no more, you know, vinyl, there's no more cassettes, and there's no more selling CDs. You know, it's all now, it's you, you know, on the grind and just, you know, promoting yourself and getting the right team and the right people to help you, you know, get out there. And you know, I got positive people in my camp. You know, I got Cheryl from JC Entertainment. You know, I got GQ. You know, I got Mark. That's right now, he just jumped
nice.
In the family. So, you know, Mark is another, me and GQ, we just did a show with him over the weekend, and he blew my mind. He's a great artist, man. He has definitely stage appearance, you know, and shout out to my brother Mark right there. I give it to you, man. You're a great entertainer.
Bro.
I love you, bro. You did good, you know, and it's
thank you,
me,
man.
It's an honor to have you a part of JC Entertainment, bro. And I told you that, you know, this is family
thank
right
you.
Here.
Thank you, and God bless you, bro. I mean,
yes.
Thank you.
And I seen Marky, and I work with an artist. He sings salsa, and I swear, you and him resemble each other. His name is Rick Indio. Shout out to Rick Indio. I was like, Marky looks like Indio. Because he's tall, he has the pocket
hair.
And then I said,
I'm tall and skinny. That's me.
I was like, you look like Indio. You know, there's a resemblance. And then I was telling one of the other reps that worked with him in Santo Domingo that, you know, I asked. I said, okay, what's your background? Because you do have a distinctive look. You look like you could be from India or Egypt. Or,
yeah,
you know,
a lot of
have...
people look at me. I look at me and they try to figure me out, you know.
And
it's like,
black.
Get my homework, you know. That's what we're supposed
to
do.
The
funny
thing
is, Marky is a perfect in this building right now.
Believe it or not, I hear you. See, Jaquan, they got to meet my family up north on my dad's side, but they yet got to meet my mother's side of the family. They about to go Italian on everybody now, so.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Manja. So you have some manja.
That's child, baby. my dad, he's African-American, and my mother is Italian-American. And, well, of course, her parents, her father's from Italian. He's Italian and from Italy area. And, of course, you know, people look at me and go, what? I mean, I was in Miami for 15 years, and everybody looked at me right away. I mean, where are you from, Puerto Rico? Or, I mean, you're Hawaiian? What are you? And I'm like, yeah, I'll let you try to figure that out. And I try to keep it that exotic. Keep it a mysterious thing.
You're
you know,
a little bit
hey,
of
cafe
con leche.
No, you know what? Marky is the cafe con leche today, boy.
There you go. There you go.
That's un cafecito con leche, bro.
Yep.
But GQ, I tell you, man, I said that the women love GQ, I'm telling you. I was up north and everybody was like, who is that? GQ? Is he in the magazine? GQ? I said, no, that's the nigga's name, GQ.
I just say that low on the radar, man, low on the radar. Jaquan laughs because he knows what's up.
And you know what?
You know what's funny is that no matter how low you are on the radar, you get found. That's just a given fact. I was shown that this weekend that no matter how low you get on the radar, you'll be found.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
That video that you guys sent to promote September 20th for Mickey over at Tokyo Blue.
Yeah.
You guys, man, with that kind of, I'll be at that event. It made me want to take a jet, 007, right now. Like, come out and y'all with your vest and showing your tats and your muscle. Then we got Café con Leche and Marky in the middle. What?
You know it. it was good. It was good. Yeah, my homeboy Angelo Giuliano, he was like, he was telling me, y'all look like a hot dog with you in the middle. I mean, I have to laugh at that one, bro. You had to, hey, I'm laughing.
And you know, GQ partied. I mean, he's a trooper. That's what we call out here in L.A., the homie.
Yeah, man, I'm a trooper, that's for sure.
Remember when we were in Miami for my birthday bash and we were dancing?
Yeah.
And for those listeners, we want to say hello to Wilka Claro. You know how I met GQ? Because he was managing Wilka.
Yeah, that's
Claro.
My girl too, GQ. I'm gonna let you know, baby. That's my girl. She's hot.
Yeah, that's my girl, man. I love Wilka, man. Much love to Wilka. Wilka, if you're listening, I love you, baby.
Yes. Shout out to Wilka. You know, that's how we met,
yes.
Because we went to the event when Marla was doing the giggle with Charlie Rock and Tito Puente was there, Jay Kwan was there, Company B. We had a couple of the freestyle artists there, and I was there, and it was in 2012. It was actually, I remember the date. I'm really good when it comes to dates. It was exactly June 16th, 2012.
Oh, wow, look at that. You got a good memory.
Oh, yeah, and we took pictures outside. Remember that? We were
yes,
taking
I do.
Pictures. Even Royalty Promotion, CC was there, so it was really nice.
Yeah, it was a pretty nice night.
And then
night,
I even
nice
told
evening.
You. I remember telling you, GQ, I said, you got a little look to yourself. I said,
yeah,
you
I
need
remember.
To work on that. You need to work with that. And then,
yes.
And then look at you now, 2 years later.
2 years later, man. I just, it's a blessing.
Why you think I got him with me? That's why I called. He's my little secret weapon. I tell people. Papi Chulo. That's a Papi Chulo right there. You know?
That's what we need. You know, Miami got that swag. You know, no disrespect to my West Coast men, because they got some honeys up in here. But you know what? There's nothing like an East Coast man. It's just caribeño, the swag, la salsa, te dicen, ven acá, mami. You know, it's just a cute thing. And you just could see it, because I was even showing Mary the video. You could see you guys with your little swag on, and I'm like, shoot, I'm about, you'll see Saturday, September 20th. You'll see what I'm talking about.
We got some Latin flavor coming down, that's right.
Well, you know, Mark is performing. He's opening up on that day.
Yes.
I got him on the show, you know. Shout out to Mike. Thank you for looking out for my
Thank
boy,
you, Mike.
Mark.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, Mark is going to, you know, represent and get ready, man. Mark brings it on stage. He don't play. He looked like, you know, when I saw him, I was like, yo, Bruno Mars is up on this mother flower, you know? I'm like, yo, Mark done ripped it up. And I was like, I was really impressed. I was impressed. And I was like, Mark, you did a great job, man. And, you know, let's get this thing going. Let's get it. Let's do it.
Yep. Well, I definitely,
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, sweetie, go ahead.
I just want to definitely, you know, give Jay Kwan a big shout out, you know, and looking at everything from the past, and I've been following and doing my research, you know, and everything, and I reached out to Stevie. Of course, we go way back, and you know, and I was trying to get with Stevie to see if he could be present on this today. Actually, I called him and he was tied up, and he's hard to get a hold of, but you know, I'm working with Stevie and then Freedom, and then having that hip hop R&B. Freedom flavor and that freestyle Stevie flavor, and then you put Jay Kwan and GQ and me together, and then it's all wrapped up with salsa merengue, freestyle hip hop, and it's popping all over. And I just said a prayer this morning, and of course for this show September the 20th, I want to send it out to my sister who did pass away of cancer.
Yeah,
I'll be posting that up on Facebook. I'll be shouting out to her and. But definitely, I was saying a prayer today, and I just thank God for putting the right people in my path so I can give back in an honest, loyalty way and represent
Amen.
The gift that he gave me.
Amen.
And this is why I'm sitting here today on in this studio with you guys, and making it happen. And I don't want to get choked up, but definitely Jaquan, GQ, Marie, Marcelo, DJ Mike, Shadow, everybody, you guys, I definitely appreciate everything you guys are
doing.
You're
welcome.
To Music Scene Today.
Music saves lives.
You're very welcome.
And, Marcella, I'm going to go ahead and play If This Ain't Love real quick. We'll be right back.
Oh, yes. Please do.
Yes. I had a few callers on the line, and I want to see if I can get them back on here. And I actually just spoke with Wilker, so we're going to see if we can bring her live. Once again, we thank you guys, Jaquan, Mark, GQ, DJ Shadow, of course, Marcella. You know, the Café con Leche show is a very popular show that, you know, a lot of our listeners are have been asking, because we have a whole lot of fun here when we got Marcella on the show. She brings a whole lot
Thank
to
you.
The table. You know, the song you were talking about initially, Marcella, when at the beginning of the segment, with the Faith Evans and that song in the video, you posted it on my page, and that's what I woke up to this morning. And that was a humongous blessing to me, you know, and it just made me want to get up and feel God good. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so I just wanted
please.
To mention that. Well, yes. So I'm going to go ahead and bump this right ahead. If This Ain't Love by Jaquan, we'll be right back with Star Radio.
Hey, my song, my dance.
Yep.
Woo!
Awesome. GQ.
Yo.
How you feeling?
Oh, pretty good.
Oh, if this ain't love. My heart crying out for help. Every time your eyes meet mine. Oh,
Yo.
Hello.
Hello.
It was hot, hot, hot.
Hello. On.
Housekeeping, how can I fuck your pillow? Nobody talking. Hello. Housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
GQ, I'm going to get you for that one, GQ, because you caught me with that one.
Yeah, but Mark, we woke up in the morning, we're like, hey, we're going to have a late checkout, so we go eat breakfast, right? So
right.
We come back to the room like at 9:30, and we're like, okay, we'll be out like at 11 o'clock. I'm like, all right, cool. So I have to fall asleep, and that's when you called me saying, hey, I can't get a hold of Jaquan. So I'm like, yeah, no problem. I want to go wake him up. So I go wake him up, and I open the door. I'm knocking on the door. I'm like, housekeeping. And he comes out. He comes out. Yes, yes, a minute, please. I'm like, no, right now.
I was about to chase him down the hallway and hit him with a pillow. And I'm sleeping.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah,
that
I was looking
good.
For you, man. I was like, I'm letting me call GQ. That nigga, he answer.
Man, I was passed out.
I know.
Passed out. But it was good. It was good. It was a great trip, man. You know, for everybody out there that's listening on the chat, you know, West Virginia was awesome, man. Shout out to everybody out there. Showed us a lot
of
love.
Big thanks to Glenn Jordan, man. Jordan Productions. Yeah, he did a good job for bringing us up there, man. So if he's listening, Glenn. Thank you, brother.
Good job,
man.
Thank you.
What? The Monkey Barrel. We'll be back.
Can I ask y'all three handsome gentlemen to do me a favor and sing happy birthday to Mike?
Mike?
Do it.
You want the Spanish or the English version?
Feliz Navidad.
Happy birthday to you, my love.
Okay, all right, Elvis. All right, Elvis. Here we go. The king is the
no,
king lives.
That was Posne Sonne. If you didn't, so you don't remember those days, would you?
Who was it?
Ne Sonne.
Ah, Mesonne.
You remember the little midget guy?
Yes.
The little midget guy? The Spanish guy?
Uh huh.
Nelson Nesonne,
yes.
I think that's what it's called.
Nelson Ned.
Hell yeah, he's a legend.
All right. Well, let's sing happy birthday. Let's get this birthday boy going.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
All right, here we go.
I was about to say happy birthday, baby.
Come on, it's a memorable one. It's a memorable one. Come on.
Start it off.
Oh, happy birthday.
Y'all too much.
Ow.
Y'all having too much fun over there. Y'all having too much fun over there, I see.
There you go. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yes, that was awesome.
See, we have Mike Marciliano. Yeah, baby.
Mark.
Woo. Yo.
Hey, what's
happy
going
birthday.
On, everyone?
Mike, happy. How
birthday.
Are you? Happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I heard you're 21 again.
Yeah, like the 33rd anniversary of that.
God bless you. God bless you. You live to see it another day.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, I got
to
tell you, I just...
to your wife, Lori. I want to say a warm applause to your wife, Lori. She's amazing. She inboxed me a little bit ago. So shout out to Lori because I know she's tuning in.
Yeah, she is. She's incredible. I'll tell you, I am so blessed. Words can't even explain it. I mean, I am so blessed. Thank God for her. So. And I got to be honest with you, this whole thing, this event on September 20th, the Mickey Torres, all started with my wife's idea.
Nice.
She happened to go out for lunch with Mickey, and she came back, and my wife was in tears. She said, we have to help this girl. We have to help her. It's a situation that is beyond their control and out of their hands, and we need to do something. And I said to my wife, you know, we met JC, her fiance, and Mickey at Tokyo Blue a few years back. And for those of you that that don't know who they are, anytime they walked into that club, it was, they radiated. I mean, there was just people, they came in with their posse of people. I mean, they just, and her smile was just incredible, and they were just very, very unique and genuine people. And my wife and I took a very good liking to the two of them, and we just had to do something for them. So we said, let's put together a fundraiser, and the place, the first and only place that really came up to mind was Tokyo Blue, because, I mean, that's where we met them, and that's where we know freestyle music here in South Florida from. And I'm so glad that we're able and blessed to do this event. And I want to thank all the people that are participating in this event and stepping up to the plate. Jay Kwan was absolutely the first one to step up to the plate. He was incredible. Thank you, Jay Kwan, man. I appreciate
it. Hello, Jay Kwan.
Thank you, man. Mark, you know, Mike, I appreciate it because, see, Mickey and JC, they are really good friends of mine. They're like family, you know, and JC used to perform with me. I used to put him on my shows. You know, he used to play congas for me. And you know, Mickey, me and her go way back, you know. I had her a couple of times on my show dancing for me, and we go way back. So when you reached out to me and told me about this, I'm like, of course, you know, these are my people. I love you, and Mickey and JC and Mike, I love you for even, you know, doing this for somebody that, you know, you just met, you know, a couple of years back, and for you and your wife to do something like this for, you know, a person like her, that she's such a good-hearted person, you know, she's so sweet, and you know, I mean, I say thank you to you and your wife, you know.
Amen.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, you know, thank God we're blessed and we're able to do something. And this is just a phenomenal event. And I'm just so pleased that of all the artists that have really stepped up to the plate to do this, I'm amazed. And I'm excited to be part of this. And we're going to make it really nice and comfortable for everybody there. And I want everybody to have a good time and come out and support for her. And I'm going to get to meet a couple of artists who I haven't met before that I'm looking forward to as part of this event. And thank you, Mark, for stepping up to the plate, too, and joining us on this as well.
Thank you. And I definitely want to give my whole heart to you guys. Definitely.
Definitely.
Well, I appreciate
can we
that.
Can we get a clue of what artists you're talking about that you haven't met?
Well, I haven't met Mark, and I haven't met GQ. He's my hero,
mm-hmm.
GQ. I mean, he's the man. When I grow up, I want to be just like him.
Yes.
GQ's with his flag, Nina. Yes.
Yeah, he's got it going on. He's got that thing.
Yeah, he got his little swag on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's a stud. And I'm looking forward to meeting Nyasia. I have never met Nyasia. I met LC Fascination, who's performing, as you know, and Marla G, who's a very, very dear friend of my wife and I.
Marla's amazing. Marla's going to come on in about 25 minutes.
Yeah, she is incredible. She is just, what a sweetheart, I'm telling you, you know. And We also met Mahler around the same time that we met JC and Mickey. And Mahler and her friend, we actually had my birthday party at Tokyo Blue, and Mahler hung out with us, and we celebrated into the wee hours of the night, and we took a very nice liking to her. You know, she's very genuine. And,
yes.
We've been hanging out for a couple of years now, and in fact, we just took her to lunch Sunday, so it was good to see her.
Marla's been doing the Cafe Cornetto show with me for a few months now, and we started on Legends of Freestyle Radio, and I said, Marla, co-host with me, and she's like, okay. And here we are, and if I can help somehow in the industry, you got to always have unity and support. And you see the circle that we have right now, you know, we have DJ Shadow, Mary here in Versatile Radio, DJ Shadow out in New York. We have Jaquan, GQ, and Marky. Now we have yourself, Mike, and Marcella. And anything that I do is part of my team. Because the person that has something like Powerhouse Gonzo, you have to represent, and I can't just sit behind a desk. I have to move myself. I have to travel. I have to see what's going on. And when you see someone that has a business that could travel and that could be around and be real, okay, because in this business, you got to keep it real. You don't have time for nonsense of being conceited or I think I'm better than you, better than that, because guess what? Tomorrow might not be here. We might not be here.
Amen.
So whatever time that we have here on earth, let's give back. With our talent, with our love. And that's what I feel my mission in life is. I don't envy anybody. If I see somebody graduating, getting a degree, or getting a better paying job, or getting a new song out there, or helping somebody, that makes me feel good. That there's good people out there. Because when you're surrounded by positive energy, positive outcomes come to you. And everyone right now listening, and everyone right now in Versatile Radio, Paul Bunker, Suffolk Nation Show, there's a reason for everything that's being done now, and there's a reason why we all came together. And it was for a cause of cancer, to save a life.
And I have to thank you, Marcella, because a lot of people don't know, but you know, you're coming at your own expense from California all the way to Florida to participate in this event and co-host with, as you know, Tito Puente Jr. I'm excited about that. And, I mean, out of the goodness of your heart, you're really stepping up to the plate in this, and I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome.
I can't tell you how much that means to me that you, along with everybody else, are really coming together on this and really creating a super event. And South Florida hasn't had a good freestyle event in a while. You know, it's onesie twosies here and there, but to have a ticket like this with all these top performers all together on one night, I mean, this is a great show and it's for a great cause. And and we got the, I'm excited about this too. We got the Nasty Boys coming back together for this evening. I mean, just to show you, to show some love for the Nasty Boys performing for Mickey.
Niaja,
I mean, she means a lot to a lot of people. It's Company B. Company B is playing, is performing, and LC Fascination, like you said, and Niaja. We got Mark Walker kicking everything all off, so it's exciting.
And it's amazing that you mentioned, because Niaja was on my Cafe Con Leche show that I had. So I've interviewed Niaja on my show with Marla. And Fascination, I just saw in New York. I saw her on May 3rd. She performed in Queens. Marla was on there, and I saw her with Tony Moran. And, you know, everyone that we're talking about pretty much, you know, is doing music and performing, and they're getting themselves out there.
The one thing is when you do a kindness of from your heart, it stands out. And when I had, you know, Jaquan, GQ, and Marky send me that video, it just felt so good. I was like, I'm going to put them on the show because we're going to be doing it on September 20th. And it's a good way of promoting their music. They're giving their time. And anytime you do internet radio, it's a form of promotion. We've talked so many great things today. And, you know, Mike, Bowlegaloo sent me a video this morning. And it's about, you know, living, and it's an inspiration. I have to share it with you. I know I did this morning. You have to check it out.
Okay.
You can look in your feed because I tagged you and we said happy birthday to you. And actually, it's Paul Anthony's birthday today. I know your birthday was yesterday, but I wanted to be able to give you that shout out today on your birthday. Paul Anthony is a cancer survivor. You're welcome. He's a cancer survivor. And pretty much that's what we've been doing, you know, supporting. And Bowlegaloo sends me what they're working on. And this album features Faith Evans. And it features Sheila E. And you see Quincy Jones in the video. You see Will Smith. You know, the Braxton sisters. Because Full Force are pioneers. And they were also on my Café con Leche show. I actually honored Full Force for 30 years in the business. They're my big brothers in the business. We're very close with Lisa. And Lisa, speaking of Lisa, she's a breast cancer survivor. So there's a lot of people that will have hurt from cancer, and when you're hurting from cancer, it takes a whole family. It's not just the person battling cancer, it's the whole family. And I want to say something. I've never met Mickey, but exactly what you said, Mike, about Mickey's beautiful smile, I saw her at most of the freestyle events, and there was something special about her. You know,
yeah,
a pretty girl, fun, with a beautiful smile. And I was fortunate enough to meet JC in New York because we were part of a cancer event in New York with John Rosario called I Have Something That I Could Have for Artists That Are Donating Their Time. It's called Sing for the Cure. And that's a concept that I started with my producer, Nelson Reese, back in 2011. And everybody that can just give their time to sing and do a good deed, let me tell you, you just don't know how positive, even more positive your life will be. And I want to commend Jaquan and GQ and Marky on their new project and being in a group, work really hard. And I know you guys are hardworking individuals. Make it work. You know what I mean? Things start off really good and sometimes they could go sour. But I really want you guys to make this happen because you're giving a beautiful event on September 20th, a performance. And anytime when you have a group, there's always going to be someone that wants something done a certain way. But if you guys could come to good terms at the end, whatever it is that you're working on, always agree to end things in good terms. And if any time in the future there's ever, you know, a disagreement between you guys, think about the wonderful event that you contributed to so they could feel that warmth again in your heart. Because this business, this industry could consume us.
That's true. Hey, I have one question for the guys. You guys all set to bring it that night?
You haven't seen my videos, huh?
Well,
I've
been following you. You guys are a trip on your road trips, too. You got me. You have me. Bitch, you got me.
Yeah, we bring
freaking frack.
Funny. I mean, it's actually entertaining.
I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break, and I'm going to bump this. This is the challenge, Planet Patrol, and Johnny O. We'll be right back at Versatile Radio.
Let's go.
y'all. Welcome back to Versatile Radio, everybody. I'm sorry, I kind of like cut that right before we went into the song, but I was having some difficulties, and we're back with Marcella. Marcella's phone was actually muted, but that was Johnny O and Planet Patrol, The Challenge. Marcella, are you back with us?
Yeah, well, this was amazing. I had to put the phone on mute because I heard a knock on the door. And it was a lady asking for donation because someone passed away. And I gave her a small donation, and I felt so bad, and I got chills, you know, and that's exactly what I talk about. We never know what could happen, and I just thought we're on live, and I had to put the phone on mute, and then it just shook me up because she was 24 years old, and she passed away in an accident. And I know that, Mary, you know, you had an accident. Some of the viewers and listeners and Mary just had an accident not that long ago, so she's been dealing with some things that she's been having to take care of. So we have to keep each other in prayer, make sure that we stay strong. We never know. Today we're here, tomorrow we may not be, but at
Definitely.
Least you know that whatever time you have living, you did something positive. That's what counts.
For sure. And, you know, right there, I want to thank Mike and once again all of you, especially, you know, Mr. DJ Shadow, the boys, all of you guys. It's just it's amazing, you know, that we're all right here today because I believe that, you know, God has put us here for a reason. I strongly believe that in everything that I do. And, you know, may the Lord keep his hand upon us and wherever we go. On the things that we do. Mr. DJ Shadow's got the show coming up. You guys got this benefit coming up. Marcella's just more than a blessing to me. She's just a God-given friend, and without, you know, without all of you guys, I wouldn't be here. We all wouldn't be here. And you know, just want to pray and thank God for everything, and encourage you guys. And GQ, Jaquan, and Mark, you guys better rock that show because this man right here is asking if you're gonna bring it. What's up?
Bring the fire.
I'm gonna bring
yeah.
my cowboy shoes.
Yes.
Oh, and I can't wait for the pictures. You know what, Mike, you're on, right?
I'm still here.
Okay, I have someone that wants to do photography. What do you think for the event?
Yeah, it's going to be a great idea.
Okay. All right. He asked me. He's in Miami. He asked me, so I said, okay, I'll get back.
Yeah, actually, I want to put somebody very special on the line real quick to say hello.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Hi, guys. It's Lori Marzigliano.
Hey.
Hi, Lori.
Oh. How are you guys doing?
Hello. Awesome. Welcome to Versatile Radio. Thank you.
Listen, I just want to take this opportunity to just say thank you once again from the bottom of my heart to all the performers that are going to be performing for this benefit concert for Mickey Flores. And a special shout-out to Marcella and Tito for co-hosting the event. I love you guys for what you're doing, and I can't wait for that big night so that we can all get together and show what true friendship is all about and make Mickey feel like a superstar that night, and it'll be a night that you'll never forget.
That's right.
That's it.
It's a beautiful thing that you wanted to help her out and talk to your husband, and you know, it's kind of like I told Mike, I talked to him several times on the phone, and when someone's battling cancer, they need that support from that loved one. They need to feel special and love to continue wanting to fight, wanting to live, wanting to breathe. And you yourself, Mike and Lori, you have that. You have a beautiful wedding. You have those vows. And it's very important, and I think that love that you have from Mike is what made you realize how important it is to find a way to give back. And
Absolutely.
Everyone that, yes, and everyone that's in this project, everyone that's donating and being there has a big heart and feels the same way.
That's right.
So it's
this is all God that brought all this together through the love of friends, through the power of music.
Absolutely. Without the man upstairs, nothing would be possible. So we have to give the man upstairs all the praise in the world, because that's what brought us together.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so I can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah, we'll see each other in 2 weeks.
Sounds like a plan. All right, guys. Love
you
guys.
God bless you.
Love you too.
Bye-bye. Mike, you got a beautiful wife there. She's awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm, like I said before, I am truly blessed. And,
you guys are great. You guys are great people. When I met you guys for the first time, you guys always made me feel like family.
I don't think you remember the first time that we met you.
We met a couple of times.
I got to tell you the first time we met, and you'll it wasn't at Tokyo Blue. I just found a video online of an event that my daughter participated in. It was for V Salon grand opening down in Miami, in Aventura.
Right.
Do you remember that event?
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
I remember.
The red carpet event, and my daughter was lucky enough to get pictures with you and Tito Puente Jr., and it's in the video, and wow, look at Jay Kwan, man.
Wow, man. Awesome.
That's amazing. Well, it's
yes,
going to
it
be
is.
Wonderful. Thank you for
we
everything,
have, we,
Mike, and I'll see you. Before we go, I just want to kind of bring a couple of callers live. I'm not quite sure if they wanted to speak with you, Mike, or just get on the show. Caller at 909, welcome to Versatile Radio.
Hello, how are you guys? Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to say one thing. Mary and Marcella, you guys are, in what my definition of a phenomenal woman. I don't know if
wow.
you've heard. I don't know if you've heard the poem "Phenomenal Woman" by Maya Angelou, but if you did, it is the definition of you too. I don't know how much time we have, but I can read it out on the air right now, live for you guys. If that's okay.
Sure. And,
sure.
And your name, caller?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And your name?
Can you hear me good?
Yes. What's your name, caller?
My name's Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. Thank you for calling.
Hi,
thank
Alicia.
Thank you for having me on. So, phenomenal woman is, pretty woman, wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I simply say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, and the curl of my lips. I'm a woman. Phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man, the fellows stand or fall on their knees. When they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees, I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth. The swing in my waist and the joy in my feet. I am a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch the inner mystery. When I try to show them, they still can't see. I say it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breast, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm at my hand, the need of my care, because I'm a woman. Phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Nice.
That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you for that.
That was.
Thank you.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yes, we got one more caller.
You guys are a big inspiration. A lot of, in a lot of places, maybe that you guys don't know, but there are people that like me that do look up to, not only Marcella but Mary too. I know that Mary has probably come a longer way than a lot of us, but however, she's still here, and she is doing something very positive. And I see Marcella, you have a very big influence on Mary, and I think you guys are both phenomenal. Keep doing what you're doing. I mean, you inspire
Thank
a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Are we friends on Facebook?
I don't think so, but I'm friends with Mary, so I should be able to find
you. Okay. Yes, please. Definitely.
Okay.
We need
Thank
to
you.
Keep in touch because it takes
You're
a
welcome.
Lot for someone to come on and read a poem. And if for somehow I'm an influence that's positive, that touches my heart deep. And
yeah,
thank you for that. And God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm going to leave you on hold. Thank you. One more caller. Caller that is unidentified as a restricted number. You're live at Versatile Radio.
Hi, Mari. This is Naomi. How you doing? How's Jaquan, Jake, you, and everybody? Just a shout-out. You guys are doing an excellent job. You guys are awesome. Your music and everything you guys are doing, okay?
Thank you, Naomi.
Thank you.
Naomi's a big
Hi,
fan.
Hi, Naomi.
Hey,
yes,
Naomi's a big fan of Jaquan and GQ and
GQ
Marky. She's been
and
telling
Mark,
me.
Yes.
Bring them on when they're coming to the West Coast. So, Naomi, if you guys are not friends on Facebook, I suggest you guys become friends.
We are.
Naomi, keep harassing Marcella so she can take it to the West Coast.
Well, believe me, I will. Believe me, okay? So God bless all of you guys, and I'm glad to hear you guys, and you guys take care, okay?
God bless you too, Mommy.
Okay,
this is Jaquan.
Thank you for
you,
calling
Naomi.
In.
You too. Okay.
We'll be right back with Versatile Radio.
Okay.
If you look back at me, would you stand and let me look into your eyes? I don't know what I went through if you knew, that things would change into the future. Where I've been, now I know where I'm going.
Radio.
Hello.
We're live. Hello there.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey. Just testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me? This is Marcelo Oliva.
1, 2, 3, 4. We hear you live in cloud.
Welcome back to Versatile Radio. Yes. This is Café con Leche. Hi, hi. By the way, I want to say something. For September 20th, Marla G has a surprise party over here, and that's all I can say.
Nice.
Show.
We have more surprises. You know, I can't talk about it, but I can say this. Earlier in the show, we heard the challenge of the song by Planet Patrol and John Eel. I want you to know that I'm releasing that through my label, Powerhouse Music Records. So Planet Patrol and Johnny are also part of my label for this project, The Challenge. Just wanted to let the audience and our people tuning in, you know, what we have going on. And I want to shout out Trinier, too. Trinier's also Trinier's executive assistant. So I have a nice team in the powerhouse, and I also work with urban artists. And shout out to David Olas. He was the radio personality here in LA for what now is La Mega, Latino 96.3. They're going to be performing next week at the Central American Festival, the big festival that has over 50,000 people. And rock. And I also have an artist that I work with. He's amazing, bachata, urban movement, Jay Chris, who's actually working on a project with Mark Anthony. They're getting funding for children with homeless.
Yeah, yeah. Well, 50,000 people are expected at that one event, huh, Marcela?
Yes, at the Central American. It's the COFECA, the Confederation of Central America. And it's over 50,000. It has the Coliseum, and then the parade is on Sunday.
There's
a big one here in Los Angeles, and you know we have three artists part of the powerhouse team that are going to be performing. So it makes me feel good to represent a big audience and great artists that are continually working. You know, the next shows, you know, Planet Patrol is going to be with Charlie Rock at the Freestyle Honor Awards on November 8th. Marlis Giggle, who's Giggle, she's going to be also doing Mohegan Sun on November 8th. Trinier is going to be October 11th. We're in Chicago. She's doing the Freestyle, the History of Freestyle. That has the Cover Girls and Little Susie as well. And George Lamont. They have a nice lineup. And Trinia's going to be in Orlando September 12th. It's a big freestyle with another Pacific group. So there's a lot of things going on, you know, in Orlando and Tampa. And
Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was saying the big one in Orange County, the Honda Center in Anaheim, October 18th. That has Lisa, Stevie B, and I know that Mark mentioned Stevie B. Stevie B, I see him all the time when I'm on the tours with Trinier. And
yes, I was watching you guys on
I'm everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah, you have to. It's important. And if I was just chilling in the Sally and just watching from a computer, everything, you don't get nothing done. So what you guys did with the West Virginia traveling and doing that tour, that was good. But West Virginia is a good market to get. So whatever
yes,
you guys
definitely.
Are doing to make your movement and keep it stronger, doing that into the future, keep your grind. Keep going. And even when doors are not opening, keep moving because there's going to be another door that's going to open. That's going to be for, you know, that's going to be your big one.
That's true.
Yes.
And I'm grinding every day.
I have a question for Mike. Mike, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Mike, you mentioned earlier something about freestyle music. How long have you been a freestyle fan?
Well, I'm probably the oldest one on this phone line right now.
You don't know that, but go ahead.
Oh, she's from, my wife and I started dating in 1986 that's when we started dating, and then, we just celebrated our 26th anniversary in March, so.
I was in seventh grade.
And but we used to yeah, we used to hit all the clubs and back in the late 80s, early 90s, and they had some nice shows back in Long Island, New York. Kind of missing that here in South Florida. You don't really see it. I'm a little jealous when I see on Facebook of all these big shows with all these artists, especially in the New York area. And South Florida really needs, you know, a nice shot in the arm with a bunch of artists on a regular basis. And
sure.
Again, like I said, I can't say it enough. I'm just so happy that all these artists have come together for this event because this is for such a great cause. But separate and aside from that, I mean, just to keep freestyle alive in South Florida, I mean, there's a big fan base here, a big fan base.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
And, yeah, I really wish that somebody could do something and bring this back over here, you know.
In Tampa,
Orlando, I know that Orlando, Tampa is like about a 3-hour drive, but there's two big shows coming on the 12th and the 13th.
Correct, but that's a little, you know, Tampa's on the west coast of Florida and Orlando's in central Florida. We need something down in South Florida.
There was one last year. I'm not sure. I know Charlie rocked in one a year ago. That Marla performed, it was the Freestyle Honors, and he did it right there at the Bank United Center in November, I believe, of last year. Yeah. And I had Johnny and George Lamont, I believe. There's a couple of, TKA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's a couple of them that go, and now they're moving more because there's a show on Johnny's performing with Freedom Williams. He's going to be, Sapphire is even on that one. That one's on September 13th, but that's in El Paso. And there's been more movies.
Yeah, I saw Freedom Williams back in Long Island many years ago. He puts on a show. He's got a lot of energy.
Oh, he does. You know, the last time I saw Freedom Williams, I was breakdancing.
Yeah.
With Lisa and Turbo, we were all popping and locking.
Wow.
And Freedom Williams was rolling, and then we see Stevie B pass by and peek in and say, oh. Everybody was amazed because of Turbo from the movie Breakin'. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow. You know, I want to talk a little bit more to Jaquan, GQ, and Mark about what they're doing and what their plans are, what their goals are. Right after this, I'm going to go ahead and play the song. We also have a few more callers on the line. We'll be right back. First Star Radio.
When we're together and all alone.
to let you know, this love of ours just can't go. I never knew how happy I'd be till you showed me how love can be.
Thank you for joining us, Marla. Hi, guys. I am so sorry. You hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Oh, my gosh. I just endured 4 hours on my class. Oh, sorry I couldn't join you guys earlier, but I was taking a class online for 4 hours to renew my mortgage license. And then they made us take the test after, so I'm glad I'm done for another year. So, so what did I miss?
Party over here.
Party over there.
Party over there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Molly, you know who this is?
Do I know who that is? If we keep talking.
Happy Feet.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike. How are you doing? Yes. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was taking my online class yesterday and today. I'm like so drained.
Imagine.
So I hope you had a great one. So we're going to continue the celebration on the 20th for your birthday, because it's not a birthday. It's your birth month. Okay?
Oh, there you go. I like that.
So we celebrate the whole month.
That works.
So what did I miss?
Marky,
hey.
And we have
Daquan
and GQ.
Hey, GQ, Daquan, and Marky. How you guys doing?
Hey, Marita.
How you doing? How you doing, baby?
Hey, what's up,
good,
G?
Good.
How you doing, mommy?
I'm doing good.
Hi, my friend.
Oh, my God.
And we have the other two.
Oh, I should tell you guys, you know what? GQ sends me an inbox, and he goes, "How you doing, MF?" And I'm like, "What the freak? Why is he calling me an MF?" And I, of course, I had to ask. I said, "What does MF stand for?" And I'm thinking he's calling me on the So he goes, "It's my friend." I said, "Oh!" I was like, "Why does he say MF to me?"
I'm like,
"No,
that
no,
is
no.
so funny."
No, you know. You know GQ has swag, so it has to be something else.
Yes.
No,
absolutely.
It was MS. It was my friend.
Yeah, it was my friend.
But at first, I didn't know. I just thought it was mother effer.
You know, you know, you know, you know,
Okay, you know what MSS? I'm going to tell you what the MS on the West Coast is. Mother Flautas, okay?
Mother Flautas?
Mother Flautas. So you don't have to say that. You don't
laugh. I mean, you should have seen my face, Marcella. Because I was like, what the freak? Why is he calling me an MS? What? Wait a minute. Let me ask.
You got to watch these guys.
Is he trying to say
MILF? I was calling you a MILF.
Fail. No.
Hey, you gotta watch these guys. They smuggled a zebra to West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we did.
They smuggled a zebra to West Virginia.
Get out of here. Why?
Long story.
It's a long story. Yeah.
Okay, you gotta fill me in. I know I missed that.
You gotta stay tuned into Facebook for those clues.
Okay.
Oh, Marla, tell me, who does Marky resemble a little bit?
Marky?
Yes.
You said, Rick India?
Yes, he does. He reminds
really?
Me of him.
Yeah,
what, Marla, you're going to laugh. What did we miss? What did you say, Jaquan and GQ? What did you say, Marky, that you want to hop out between the two buns? What?
Yeah.
What?
That's my boy, Angelo Giuliano. He called me out. He said, damn, man, you look like a hot dog in a bun, bro. I was like, okay,
oh,
I'll
wow.
tell you whatever. Take a bite. I bet it's good.
Ese tremendo cafecito con leche, boy. Because you know the café con leche is Marky today, boy. Ese tremendo café.
We're going to have you start nominating the cafecito.
I'm going to look forward to having all three of these men back on Versatile Radio. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Once again, thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Jaquan, Mark, GQ, of course, Marcella, Marla G. We're going to go ahead and take it out with Love Me Baby. God bless. One love, Versatile Radio.
One love. Bye.
One love. One love.
Walker, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what you've done since the last time you've been on Versatile Radio till now and what you got coming up?
Oh, absolutely. Well, the last time I was here, we had just finished wrapping up the few little odds and ends of the album. Got with Freedom. We went to Philly. Freedom Williamson, CNC Music Factory, that is. And we did some mastering on a few songs. Also, cut a new track called She's Going Down that Freedom actually presented to me when I was there. And he invited one of his clan members called East Coast Life to be featured on the track along with me. So that took about a few days to get that wrapped up. And came back down to Florida. And I've been online, of course, reaching out and been doing a lot of shows around the Florida area, Palm Coast, Flagler Beach. I've been over to Tampa and just trying to keep busy and keep the movement happening. And then talk a little bit to Jaquan when I was up in New York at the W, the nightclub hotel there. And he was like, hey, I'm interested in seeing what you got going. Let's connect, send me some things, and we did. And the next thing you know, we were in West Virginia on tour. And that was just last week, the end of that. And I got to meet a wonderful, beautiful lady, Cheryl from JC Entertainment. And we were together for about 4 days, GQ, Jaquan, and Cheryl, myself. And we were cutting up, trying to get to know each other. And you know how it is when you get guys together and, you know, let's see what we can do with one another. And so we started singing a little bit. And, of course, Jaquan and Cheryl, when we did the show with GQ, of course, they went on first before me. And, of course, I went on after them. And they got a chance to be, you know, in the audience and watch me do my thing. And, you know, when I'm on stage, you know, I've learned from the best. You know, I had the opportunity to be with Stevie and Freedom on stage and, you know, as a background guy, but, you know, they always said, yo, man, it's time to step up. So right now, what we're looking at is JC Entertainment is kind of taking me under their wing, Jaquan and with Cheryl. And Jaquan and I, we've been talking about some surprises. Coming up real soon, probably not for the 20th, but coming up real soon, I may have some surprises along with Jaquan and GQ for us to be doing our thing and a single about to come out. So that's where we are right now. And the good thing is I'm not just but a few hours away from them. So it's not bad at all. So things are good. I got to be on Versatile Radio again. And I've got to meet Marla G for the first time. I've been seeing her all over Facebook and all over the place, L.A., New York, everywhere. But
Yes. Well, you know, we didn't get to talk to you guys about a few things that I had written down that I wanted to ask all three of you. But hopefully Marcella could set this up once again sometime really soon. Marcella, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And we can get, you know, to those questions and have you back on the show, Mr. Walker. We're going to go ahead and end the show with Dream Girl featuring Stevie B. And this is one of yours. So you want to talk a little bit about this song before we play this?
Yeah, this right here was, it took off 1996 in L.A. We were at Creative Music Entertainment TV studio right there on Cahuenga and Hollywood Boulevard. And, and anyway, Stevie B stepped in and we created Dream Girl and it hit 36 on the top 100 dance charts on Billboard. And we tend to let things go. One of the members took off and we tried to get him back and Stevie's like, we're going to go ahead and we let it go. And we kept Dream Girl going. And now, like I said, a little bit of surprise is going to come up with Jaquan and GQ. So you guys got to stay tuned for a new single possibly coming out. And it's going to blow everybody away. Been in contact with Stevie, so we'll let that play for you. Thank you, guys, and much love to Versatile Radio, you guys.
Looking forward to that.
Thank you, Marissa.